Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Good. I hope you're all doing well, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
Okay. So, this is from Naoki-san.
Naoki-san. Naoki-san. All right. Thank you, Naoki-san.
Thank you. 皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
カナダに。
Oh, you okay?
Yep. カナダに住んでいる27歳直樹です。ケビンズ・イングリッシュルームの大ファンです。
Thank you.
本当に本当に大好きで、どのくらい好きかというと、勤務中でも聞いていて、上司に聞くのをやめろと言われてもやめなかったぐらい好きです。今後もやめるつもりはありません。
I don't know. What is with all these people listening to our content while work?
Okay. Right. 今日は僕のお悩みを聞いてください。
Okay.
僕には同い年の彼女がいます。
Mm-hmm.
その彼女はとっても英語が得意で、TOEIC 900点を超えるくらい英語がとっても上手です。
Mm-hmm.
いつかは彼女くらい英語が話せたらいいなと思い、毎日英語の勉強をコツコツと頑張っています。
Mm-hmm.
そこで、あと少しで日本へ帰国をするのですが、
Okay.
現状は今カナダに住んでいますので、友達や周りの人はもちろん英語で話をしていますが、日本へ帰国すれば友達や両親など身近な人は日本語で会話をしますので、
yes.
なかなか英語を話す機会が減ってしまいます。
Mm-hmm.
そこで考えたのが、帰国後彼女といるときは英語で会話をしようということです。
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. しかしながら僕の英語は中学生レベルですし、大好きな人を目の前にすると緊張したり発音が悪くてかっこ悪いところを見せたくないという気持ちがあります。
Mm-hmm.
もし山ちゃんやケビンさんが英語を話せる日本人が彼女だとしたら、自分の成長のため、また英語上達のために恥ずかしさなどを捨てて英語で会話をしますか、
うん、
それとも意思疎通が簡単な日本語で話をしますか、ご回答をお願いします、
うん、
もしポッドキャストで発表していただけたら、カナダの街を全裸で喜びながら走り回ります。
I mean, you're not going to be able to 帰国 if you do that. You know, you're going to be in jail.
Yeah.
I mean,
今後とも SNS 等での配信をずっと楽しみにしています。いいようなせらず頑張ってください。ずっと大ファンです。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, I felt the love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you should take that as an advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's closest to you is fluent, so you should talk to her in English. I mean, she's gonna be a great teacher, right? Maybe if you're at a stage where you are still embarrassed of making mistakes, I'm assuming that the relationship's not that deep yet, like several months.
Okay.
I'm assuming. But, I mean, I feel like once you get used to it, it'll just be really comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You know, having a girlfriend who speaks another language is, you know, the best way of learning new language.
Exactly.
Is that what, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
I've met so many people where, like, well, I mean, this doesn't apply to Naoki-san, but I've met so many people where, like, that person's in love with, you know, a country from a different...
Yeah.
That doesn't speak their own language, so they tried their best to, to learn their language so they can communicate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know, that's the strongest power.
Strongest motivator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
So if you can use that...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really efficient.
Yeah.Yeah. But since right now, Naoki-san and his girlfriend probably, they can communicate in Japanese, so, I mean, they have a way out, right? They don't have to work, like, really, really, really hard in order for them to, like, work it out. Like, the relationship will still continue. They can go to Japanese, but not as much of a motivator as the one I gave as an example, but, but still, though.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Why don't you just talk to her?What you, Naoki-san, thinks, you know, that my English isn't that good, but I want to practice, and I want to speak, and I need somebody who speaks English, then you, my sweet darling, you speak really good English, so can you, you know, be the partner of, you know, practicing and just 2 hours a day.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
Like not whole, but.
Or like one dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I think you should really do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Just like me and Kevin.
Yeah.
I want, I have friend who speak really good English.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, train myself.
Yeah.
To speak in English.
How about you start a podcast together?
Wow.
With your girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Right? You're creating content.
True.
So I feel like if you're creating content, the mindset changes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just having a conversation, like right now, Naoki-san, you may feel like you're embarrassed of your English, right?
Yeah.
But if it's recorded and it's for a show, it's the mindset is on the show. So the fact that you can't do English is like, it's supposed to be like that. Like you're at a learning stage.
Uh-huh.
And that's the core of the program. Yeah. So you're accepted.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like, right. Inherently accepted.
Yeah.
Right.
Inherently. You love that word.
I've been wanting to use this word.
Yeah.
Somehow. It's not like I learned it recently, but it's been like I kind of want to, I failed to use it at the very first episode of 2 days, but yeah, it was in my head. I kind of want to use it. So
yeah, I like you trying to use new phrases.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Thank you.
Vocabulary and.
Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, start a podcast show.
Yeah.
You don't need to show your faces, right?
True.
So it's easier for you guys.
True.
Right? It's like a radio. Right.
Ah, great.
It's easier to, right. I know a lot of people don't like to put their faces out there, so.
Mm-hmm. It's just audio only, so.
Yeah.
True.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, I know it's really embarrassing in front of your girlfriend, but it's even, kakoi if you be honest. And I just want to, make effort, try hard to be a English speaker.
Mm-hmm. That's a Megan right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a Megan.
That was a Megan, yeah. Yep,
that should be clipped.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Please do that.
Yeah.
All right.
So now he has to go to the city.
And run around naked?
Yep. That's what he...
You said it.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yep. I'm looking forward to your text from jail. All right.
Yeah, you can text from jail.
Oh, yeah, I can. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.